My name is Joshua Spodek. I lead the course in leadership. I'm here with Chris, who just finished the course, and you're going to get to hear from him what the experience was like. I'm going to describe what you at home will get from the course when you take it, and then I'm going to ask Chris if what I said is accurate. By taking this course, you will learn to create meaning, value, importance, purpose, passion, and emotional reward in yourself and your teammates through your work. You will learn to create a life with more meaning, more value, more purpose, more passion in your work, your activities, and your relationships, and also for the work environment for all of the members of your teams. You and your teams will get more done, you'll find the process more rewarding, and your teammates will appreciate the tasks that you give them. They will often thank you for having you get them to do work for you. And this improves all relationships, not just your work relationships. You'll find that this applies to your family, to your significant others, to kids, and things like that. Chris, how does that description sound to you? Is that accurate?
It's an understatement, to be honest. It sounds like an understatement because I've experienced all those things in a very, relatively short amount of time in a very natural flow. And I would say that one thing that you're missing from that is that the emotional reward from understanding how this whole course works, the reward is both instant and long term. I mean, this has already changed the way I behave around other people, and nothing but good things have come out of it for myself in particular and for the people I work with.
Okay, I want to ask you some high level questions about the course. You're having just finished it, but first I want to give some, and it sounds like you want to talk about it, but first I want to get some background for the listeners to who you are. So have you done professional or personal development programs before?
I've done something like a leadership course, but it wasn't called leadership or anything like that.
Okay, so you've done some things like this, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, it was like some small self-development stuff. It was really, it was like some kind of like seminar, like abundance seminar. I did that once.
Okay, so it's not like you're completely new to this. What led to take the time? Okay, and what led you to take the time to work on leadership?
Well, first I knew that my life was going in a direction where it just wasn't working out the way I planned on it. Like I had all these big plans, and I was working at a regular job, making pretty good money actually, but I wasn't happy. It was the same thing every day, and I wasn't at wit's end yet. I wasn't like quite like fed up all the way, but I knew that I could just nip it in the bud if I just knew how. My only problem is that I had no idea how to do that. And there are things where I would have arguments all the time in my relationships. There's people in the course I mentioned a bunch of times in particular that I would have arguments with. And the arguments would never really resolve. They were just kind of forgotten about. I knew I needed to control that. I needed to be able to find a resolution on both sides of the equation. And if I wanted to really accomplish things, like all my goals, all my plans, all my big grandiose plans, I would need, at minimum, a team of people that helped me out. And I had no idea how to make that happen. No matter how hard I tried, it just didn't work. So this course on leadership seemed like it was the best bet.
So you had some measure of success, and you had aspirations for more, but you didn't know how to achieve it. You knew what to do, but not how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I knew what a leader was, and I said, you know what, if I can have someone get me there, then that would be probably the best thing I can do.
Did you have expectations for the course?
Yes. I imagined it was going to be, I would be able to talk to people better, and I would be able to connect with them better. But before getting there, I found how to control a lot of things about myself that I had no idea was even there, like my thoughts, how to control my thoughts in a very basic and systematic way. It blew my mind when I was able to do it, or that it even existed. And there's one technique I keep mentioning every single call. I don't want to say what one it is, but it's a very basic technique, a very basic exercise that's 6 months later is still on my mind every day, and it changes the way I think about things.
Talking about the exercise, about how many hours per week did you spend working on these things? It was over a long period of time, but how much time did you spend per week?
I spent maybe 10 to 60 minutes, depending on what the exercise was, a day. Usually 10 minutes, but some of the ones that were tougher I would put extra effort into. No more than an hour a day.
Okay, sometimes. And when you put the hour in, was it because you had to or because you wanted to?
I put the extra hour in because I wanted to. I felt a weakness, and it felt good to dig into the weakness and get growth out of it. So I took it upon myself to do the extra. But really, some of these exercises I was able to do, just spend time in my own head. So I really spent no actual time on it. I might have been driving somewhere and thought about it, and it would just change as time went on.
And did you have to put any other resources besides your time and attention into it? Did they cost anything? Did you have to do anything? Did you have to buy anything?
No, I didn't do anything. All I did was the exercises included myself, and that's it. So it didn't require any equipment, facilities, or other investment. It was just me, the course, and the assignment, and that was it.
And how hard were the exercises, or how enjoyable were they, or how would you describe, was it difficult?
They weren't difficult. They're eye-opening. They make you feel vigorous. They make you feel alive. There's sometimes that they were uncomfortable once in a while, but it wasn't really painful. It was just something new and eye-opening. You had no idea that was even going on under the surface of yourself. And then you're just like, whoa, there it is. The next step is like, well, how do I control that? How do I figure out how to, you know, use it to my advantage or how to play with it a little bit? And then the next step is using that in other, finding out other people. It's like, wow, they're their behaviors. I never knew that. This is how to help them get what they want. That skill was probably the best skill I've ever learned in my entire life.
And that was for which exercise? For more than one exercise?
That was for more than one exercise. More so on learning about others and then learning how to lead others on sections 3 and 4, the last two sections of the course.
And is there anything special about you that would give you better results than most other people? Like, did you go to Harvard? Is your family well-connected? Do you have a big trust fund? Do you live in some awesome neighborhood where you have access to the most amazing people?
No, not at all. I went to an average college, and my degree is in biology. I never used it. It's sitting there collecting dust. I never once used my biology. I don't have any job and biology degree. My parents were lower to mid-level salary, low to middle class growing up, and now they're just plain middle class. I live in a small town where everyone knows everyone, and not many rich people here. I mean, if anything, the demographic is low to middle class. Mm-hmm. So I'm really kind of, I'm on my own. I just want to get better, and I acknowledge it, but I don't let myself be influenced by my surroundings. But really, there's just me and myself. That's it. And then there's you, but we talk on the phone.
So that makes me wonder if you had, if suddenly you did have suddenly an opportunity or a resource that you didn't have, would that be helpful or make no difference or what?
Now it would. Before the course, you know what? Before the course, I probably got a pretty amazing offers just by positive thinking, just by, you know, thinking about it. But I wouldn't know that because I wasn't aware. You know, it's like I see a lot of the times looking back after this course that before this course, like the years that followed, the years before, I got my way so many times, it was like nuts. I could have been, if I could have coached myself now, me like even 1 year ago, I would be in a totally different caliber of living.
So opportunities were around you that you didn't know what to do with, or maybe you didn't even recognize as opportunities or resources.
I didn't recognize them as opportunities. For example, now I had a project to do, and it would seem like it would never get done, or it seemed like I would require a lot of money, a lot of people, a lot of supporters, or I would have to have a following or some kind of audience, or I would have to have a job where I lead, like I'm a manager. Or it would seem I would need like a lot of schooling, a lot of college and trade school to do the things I want to do. One is put on an event. Write a book and put on an event. And that only came about during this course. So now it's like, that seems possible. So I went and did it. It's not easy, but it's absolutely possible, whereas before the course, that wasn't even on my mind. Writing a book and holding an event and creating my own stuff, that was never on my mind. Now it's like, it wasn't just on my mind. Within the past 6 months, I did it. I created it. I marketed it. I succeeded at it, and I'm continuing to grow at it. And that was less than 6 months. And it was easier than trying it on my own.
Can you describe the course overall? I don't know if it's easy to do simply. I'm not sure if you've thought about it, but maybe you can.
The course overall it's damaging to the ego because you may expect a motivational feel good every time thing, when really the answer has always been inside of yourself. And this course helps you very directly feel the things that you were always maybe afraid to feel about yourself. But once you feel it, there is no more fear. It's just you and yourself, and there's just empowerment. But like not temporary empowerment from someone's words. It's long-lasting empowerment from your own experience of yourself.
So what did you get out of it most? Is that an easy question for you to answer?
What I got out of it most is learning about myself. I did not know half the things that I learned in this course that were going on in my mind all the time. I was able to get over fears and more properly approach my other fears in ways that I didn't think were feasible. For example, I got to finally control my thoughts, which is nuts, because I meditated once in a while and I would never really get the grasp of it. This time I was able to first realize that my thoughts were flowing so fast that I couldn't even begin to pump the brakes on it. But once I was able to see the speed at which they were traveling, and then I was over time, I was then able to slowly pump the brakes and then eventually stop them altogether, just for even temporarily. So now things like meditation, it's possible. I'm no longer one of those people that says, oh, I can't sit still. Or like, yeah, I can sit still, but I just can't keep my mind from, you know, going nuts. Now it's like, I get it. I totally get it. I could read a How to Meditate guide, and I can understand, and I can sympathize, and I can do it, which is a big deal.
So how do you connect what you're talking about now with leading others? It's not, that's not an obvious connection to everybody.
Well, the thing is, in the beginning, I had this preconceived notion of what a leader is, and it was the way they looked, the way they stood, the way they spoke, and the things that they talked about. Like, there was the boldness, the confidence, like the level of energy, and I thought, you know what, I could totally do that. I just need the energy to do it. It's going to be very draining. And then as the course unfolds, my definition, my perception of leadership changes. Within, I think, week number 8, my definition of leadership was entirely different. It was almost starkly different, but it had much more meaning to it. And then as I finished the course, my leadership definition kept changing. In fact, at the end of the course, it was changing every single day, where the one day I thought it wouldn't change any more than it already has. And then it would change again the next day. And I said, you know what? It definitely won't change again. And then the next day it changes again and again and again. And it just gets better and better. And the day before that, I had no idea that was going to change. So as my definition of leadership changed, I realized that a leader has a lot of control over himself or herself. The only way they can lead others is by successfully leading yourself first. And that might sound theoretical or kind of new agey to some listeners, but at the same time, when you experience it, it's not new age at all. It's very scientific. It's very systematic. And once you experience it, you fully understand it.
Sounds like when you talked about a changing idea of what leadership was, it was constantly improving and constantly becoming more effective.
Yeah, it was constantly improving, constantly becoming more effective, and every day was this. It was like starting all over again, but with greater skill. So like the humbleness of being a leader was still there. It was very interesting. It's very peculiar. This course was the first time I've ever felt like this was it. This is absolutely it. There's no bells and whistles. There's no one's trying to sell you anything. There's just you do the exercises, and then you see how you feel, and it's the changes, and change is amazing.
So would you recommend it to others?
I would recommend it to my dog if he can read. I would recommend it to, seriously, this is, from the week number 3, I was already thinking of who can use this, and nobody asked me that question before. So I have a list of people. I'm like, I can't wait to show them this course. I can't wait till this is done so I can just show them, have them do it, and they're going to love it. They're just going to be better people because of it. And not by my standard, but by their own standard, which is more than what anyone else can ask for.
So having finished the course, you talked a lot about skills that you developed. Are you done with developing those skills? Do you plan to follow up?
It was funny. In the beginning, I thought this was the beginning. The beginning was the beginning. You know, weeks 1, weeks 2, week 3, week 4, week 5. But as the weeks continued, I realized that the same exercises were popping up over and over again. I just became aware of the exercises. I became aware of the skills. The course is now over, and what I thought was going to be the end is now just the beginning. Now I have the tools. Now I know how to use the tools, and now I can practice even more. But this is still just the beginning.
I feel like I'm reading a bit of enthusiasm, some expectation of success. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, there was, in the beginning, I had this very singular reward that seemed very tantalizing. Like, oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to be such a leader. And then I finished, it's like, I got so much more than that. I got so much more out of that, and I didn't even realize that I wanted it.
I want to get to a little lower level of detail. Actually, first I want to ask you, can you comment on what does meaning mean to you? Meaning, value, importance, purpose, passion. These are terms that I think a lot of people throw around with leadership. Like leadership coming from value, creating meaning and purpose. What did those words mean to you before the course, after the course, and if there was any difference and why?
Well, before the course, I saw those definitions as like these really intense emotions that either psychotic people experience or really genuine emotional people. After the course, I realized that anyone can feel those emotions on any different level, whether it's a low level or a higher level. And that passion and every other word you just said, they're all things that make up a leader. But it's the organization, it's the understanding of all those different emotions in yourself that makes a leader. And I keep using the word leader, but really, we're all leaders. You just have to know, like, once you get the skills on how to be a leader, you see how easy it would have been all this time. It doesn't take any extra energy. It doesn't take any extra willpower or motivation or something that you think requires a limited source of energy. You're already using the energy, so why not, instead of wasting it, become the best you can be? This course has done that for me. This is still the beginning, and I'm already thinking of I'm wondering what it's going to be like even 6 months from now or even a year from now. As the natural skill is already there, I already have the urge to practice it every day.
You said anybody can be a leader. What's the value of being a leader? Why? I mean, who cares? Why not just do a good job without leading?
Well, the thing is, there's so many people that achieve great things. Let's say, for example, there's Steve Jobs from Apple. There's Michael Jordan from basketball. There's so many people that when you think of a specific area in life, you think of one person that rules all of them. You know, there's all these different people, and they're just like us. They're just like everybody else. But when you say, well, why not you? Why can't you do that? They say, oh, no, not me. I can't. No. Well, I could, but that's too much energy. You know what? You can do that. And a lot of motivational tapes say, you can do it, And I hate that. Because it doesn't really give you any kind of access to the skills required to actually do it. Can you do it? No, you can't do it. It takes a lot of leadership skills. Get leadership skills? Okay, then you can do it. If you want to achieve something bigger than yourself, you need a team of people to do it. And that team has to be passionate and as emotional as you are. And they have to love doing what they're doing for you. And the only way to do that is to be an awesome leader. And to be an awesome leader, you need the skills in this course.
So I want to get into a little bit more detail, a lower level about your experience. During the course, you hit a challenge over cold calling. You wanted to get better at this part of sales that was important to your business. And you turned that into what evolved into a major project. Now, everyone who takes the course will get to hear how you transform this challenge into a major productive project for yourself just over the course of doing the exercises. Can you describe it now for us anyway?
Okay. I run a business. It started out very small. So I would take on a couple clients, doing one-on-one coaching, looking for bigger events, bigger corporate events. And in doing so, I was taught from a very young age that you have to make phone calls. You have to get a list of people either from a phone book or buy leads or get an email list, and you want to call people up, contact them in some way, shape, or form, which is called cold calling, and you pitch your idea, and hopefully they like it, and hopefully you got new clients. When I first started out in this business, I was 18 years old. I would cold call for about 8 to 10 hours every single day, and it was painful because when I was 18 years old, I had social anxiety disorder. I had all these different antisocial issues, and I would sweat. I would sweat in the office for I don't know how long before I actually made any calls. And when I made calls, it hurt my feelings. When they said no, I took it very personally. You can imagine what I did to my self-esteem over the course of my life. So now here I am, years later, working on a new business, much more confident, much more clarity, yet I hate cold calling, and it wasn't working out for me. I would spend hundreds of dollars on leads, and I even hired a cold calling coach. I know it sounds ridiculous. It exists. She told me that she gave me her model, her mental model of the world, why she loves cold calling and why it works so well for her. I spent so many months trying to adapt to her way of thinking, her way of behaving on the phone, and still to no avail, it just wasn't working. I would read scripts that she made for me, and it wasn't working. During this course, I realized that that's a waste of my time. Maybe not for everybody, but for me in particular, that's not what I wanted to do. I was hating my business. I was hating cold calling. I was hating going to work, even if it was for myself. I was hating the boss, which was myself. And then in this course, I found out what mental models are and how to really change my life in a matter of three to four steps, literally in less than 60 seconds. It's pretty intense. I did that, and then I found over the course of just 7 days of practicing it that, you know what, I don't want to do cold calls. I get so much more reward out of the journey in creating events. So since doing that, I created an event that attracts much more people that are already interested in what I do. They find out online. They find out through somebody else or the flyer they put out. They show up ready to buy my coaching. So I'm just there to have a good time, entertain. They get to find out who I am. I get to find out who they are. And there's no cold calling. If they don't like me, they walk out. If they want to stay, they stay. It's such a rewarding process from the beginning to end. Even if I have no idea what I'm doing, in the beginning I failed forward, and it was still fun. There was no stress involved. Well, there was a little bit, but it wasn't like cold calling. Cold calling was just an attack on my ego every single day. This event, I'm leading a team of people, and they're doing most of the work with me, which is incredible because I'm getting more done with the team than I'll ever get done by myself, which makes the event possible. Now I believe from that if I want to do great things in my life, if I want to become another Lance Armstrong or even better, or Michael Jordan or better, I just have to get the right team together and lead them in the right way. And luckily I took this course, so that won't be a problem.
Along the way, you started working with mainly one other guy on this team. How do you describe the relationship? Who is this guy, and how do you describe the relationship you have with him?
Me and this guy, his name is Mark. Mark is somebody where when I was a teenager, he was a friend of a friend, and we were just kind of hanging out. We were in the same band for a few months or about a year. We just knew each other through playing music. And I was like, oh, we're into the same music. That's cool. Then down the line, it's like, oh, you like fitness. So cool. I like health and fitness. Cool. Hey, me too. And then we talk about, the gym, going to the gym and how you doing, how's your bench press, things like that. Over time, we would talk about his job, and he works for this really, really, really famous company. I'm not sure if I should say, but really big company. He works with the vice president one-on-one with this company. And he helps them with their e-commerce, and he helps them with their websites and their gaining traffic and event planning. And he's damn good at it. So I thought that he would be a great member of my team to help me put on my events. If he's working with a Fortune 100 company, and he's able to do all these things for them by himself, I wonder what he can do for me. So I used the principles and the skills I learned in this course with him, and now he's doing things with me for this event that I never knew were possible. I didn't think I would get this done so fast or that it would come out so amazing. I'm filling seats. I'm selling out events, and it's looking so professional, and it feels so right. And if you ask him how he feels doing all this for me, I'm not paying him. I'm not doing him any favors. He just, I came to him, and basically I said, I have this thing. I have this big event, and you're going to do this. You're going to help me fill seats. Now, I didn't say that. If you take the course, you'll find out what I actually said. But if you ask him how he feels about all this, why he's so dedicated, why he's so pumped up, is because I used the skills in this course, and he loves being led. I lead him because he knows that I'm a leader, and he feels good, and it's a natural process. I win from this. He wins from this. The people that show up to this event, they win from this. It's a win-win-win. And as I'm already finishing this project, he's already thinking about the next project, how he can help. And this is without me having to say anything at all. So this is done. This course has helped me stop cold calling and put on more events. And these events aren't cheap. They're high-end coaching where if I have two clients, they pay my bills for the year. Imagine filling a room full of 200 people.
Wow. So you're getting expert work from a very high level guy at a major global Fortune 100 company. You're not paying him. He's thanking you, and he'll want to work for you again.
Exactly.
When you describe it in the course, it's not like he's working for you. I think it's more like you're working together, because he's getting a lot out of it too.
Exactly. He has his reasons for doing it. I have mine, and it meshes perfectly well together.
And was it just luck that you found someone that just happened to have overlapping interests?
You know what it was? It wasn't luck. It was an understanding of how the universe, not the universe, but how the world works a little bit. I mean, he's a person where he has passions. He has things that drive him, and it was all about showing him, with his best interest in mind, how I have this project, and there's this task in this project that he can do really well, and it won't only benefit, it's going to benefit him mainly. He gets a chance. He has a chance to express himself in the way that he needs to express himself, in the way that he's passionate about with my project. Coincidentally, or not so coincidentally, this is in direct synergy to what I need for my event, for my project. So these things I have no idea how to do. Like, if you're going to ask me how to hold an event, I have no idea. Chris, how do you market yourself in an event? I have no idea. I still don't have any idea. Seats are getting filled, though, because I have a great team member. And he's part of the team because he's getting so much reward out of this. This course has taught me how to show other people that are potential teammates that can help me out, that can do this for me. Show them where their reward is. And then the process for them to do it for free is natural. They'll almost pay you. Like, I almost got paid from him to do this for me. Because of the way we talked about it, the way I understood him, there was a meaningful connection. And when that happens, there's no room for manipulation. There's no lies. There's no weird business, shady business. It's just out in the open. It's vulnerable. It's succinct. It's clear. And it's natural. It's organic. And that's what I love about this course, is that it changes the way I think, look at leadership in a way that's much more natural and easy flowing. And then when I go and use it with other people, they naturally want to help me out. And it's amazing. My belief system on people helping is changing too.
I presume if he's at a very high level at some major organizations, he's probably being compensated very well by them. Is he getting stuff from you that he's not getting from work?
He's getting a chance to express himself in a way where he can't do that at work. There's something he loves in particular that is very particular. He likes drumming, but when he drums, his emotion that he feels that's vulnerable is something where he can express it in other parts of his life, but never really has a small, one area where he can just dedicate his life to doing his passion. And that might be bigger than drumming. That might be planning my event. And in doing so, he might find that his passions, his universal emotion. We all have the belief that we all have the inner belief somewhere in our physiology that if we're not growing, we're dying. Or we're put on this earth to create something and then to make it better and then give it away. Show others how to do it great. So this is part of what he's passionate about. So I showed him very simply that him planning my event, filling the seats, marketing, recording it to show me personally and letting me share that with others, he's creating something very, very valuable. He's helping me in the process. He's showing others how to do it for themselves, and he's saving a lot of time, a lot of stress, a lot of energy, a lot of money, a whole lot of money, and he's doing it because that's what he's on this earth to do. So I gave him a chance to do what he's on this earth to do in the way that's right for him.
So is this a one-time thing, or will it be hard for you to replicate what you've done in future occasions?
This is the beginning. This was the first try. This is the beginning. It'll be very easy to replicate this. It'll be easier over time, I'm guessing, because I was just trying this out, and it worked pretty – it did not work perfectly, but it worked pretty well. And it worked on a level where I didn't think it was going to work this well. It's so easy.
Is there a chance that you will revert to how you used to do things? Is it will be hard to revert or be easy to revert?
You know what's funny is that in the beginning I thought, you know what, I'll just try this stuff out, and if I don't like it, I'll go back to my old ways. I can't go back to my old ways. For me to go back, to me to regress 6 months after all this skill learning – in skill practicing, it would take a lot of work to unlearn all the stuff and go back to my old ways, because I really don't even remember what that was like. I remember it sucked because I would do things I didn't like, and I would just keep on doing them. People say, like, you know, you don't like your situation, change it. Like, easier said than done. But what if there was a mental model you could write down on a piece of paper and you could just plug in one new word, try it out, and then just your life is different in real time? That's what I learned from this course. That was only in, what, week two? No, week section number two? Or section three? No, section one and
two. It was
two.
A little later than that. I think it was a little later because I think, well, that's a detail. But it was in one of the early ones.
It was in the early stages, and it changed the way I look at my fears. It changes the way I handle myself. I've accomplished so much the past 6 months, but this is still the beginning. That's what blows my mind.
How do you feel about yourself? Do these skills apply only to you professionally or also personally?
You know, it's funny that, like, I'm getting pretty good success now, and the course just ended. And I've got a lot of good success outside of myself in the past 6 months during the course. But really, the success came first from inside myself. There's a technique, a little exercise that we did in, I think, week number two or three. And it is such a simple, almost ridiculous exercise. And you think you're not going to get that much out of it, but really, it changed my life. It's kind of weird to say about when people listen to that section, they're going to find out that it's funny to hear me say that. I applied it to so many different things, and that was I blame that for my outward success, because I took so much control for me to, like, inside myself. There are things going on in my body, in my head, in my brain that I had no idea was going on. Like, inner talk, okay, cool. I understand what inner talk is, and I hear it going on, but thoughts, what thoughts really are, they move at almost the speed of light. You don't realize it. They move so fast. But then to finally be able to put the brakes on there, I mean, it took some hard work, but it was possible with these exercises. Before, it wasn't possible. Now, I have better leadership of myself. I'm leading myself in the right direction, the direction I want to go in. And that has helped me lead others.
You talked about leading others and leading yourself. How about how the exercises, how the course affected your relationships with non-work people?
Well, during the course, it changed my whole scope of, it changed a lot of the way I was doing business. For example, I was doing the same thing over and over again, and that was just keeping me above water. It's a lot of work. And then at one point, I thought of doing something which seemed ridiculous. Like, not ridiculous, but it seemed crazy. Like, I must be really fooling myself. But what happened was I wrote a book. I thought of writing a book, and then I wrote the damn thing. And there's a story in there that was somewhat embarrassing for me because it involved family members. It was a very vulnerable story. It was somewhat tragic, somewhat revealing of, like, a family, of my own family. Mm-hmm. And I was always taught to never tell someone that story at a very young age because it would disappoint everyone in my family. This course showed me not just to have the courage to put that story out there anyway, but to have my family members support it. This was without arguing. This was without yelling. This is with not, I wasn't making anybody, I wasn't twisting anybody's arm. They came to the conclusion themselves that this was the best thing to do, is to accept it and embrace it. And I did that very clearly and very easily. I think that was weeks 5 to 7. I don't remember, but the story got published, and that story is what makes the book. So now I embrace, like, that's a big part of my life that I was putting away to the side. It was the pain in my life that I didn't want anyone to know about. And instead, I started to embrace it. And now people love me for it. And since I wrote a book, I had to write it once. People buy this thing all the time. Now I'm not just trying to save above water. I did something once, and now it's still paying off. And the course is over, and it's still paying off.
It's been months since I heard it. I'm curious if how they reacted since it's come out. It sounds like you're benefiting from it. How about them?
There hasn't really been any dramatic change. They support it. There's been no negative talk, no negative feedback at all. There's been no negative energy. There's no hidden emotions. It's been, oh, it's doing great. Awesome. That's awesome. And family members ask for it. They want a copy of it. Can I sign it for them? To anybody else, that might seem like, oh, yeah, your family, they should buy the book. They're supporting me. They like what I'm doing. They like my stories. They read it, and they're like, oh, man, this is amazing. And it's like, if I'm going to be a rock star in anyone's eyes, I would want it to be in my family member's eyes. I don't want it to be in some stranger's eyes. That's cool too, but to have that effect on people that did not want that story released, and now to have them embrace it, understand it, and support you for it, and then to even take pride in it. I just, like, these are your family are the people that aren't going to change because of what you say. I think a lot of us can understand that. To try to get your family to eat healthier is like twisting, you know, it's like cutting their arms off. It's so difficult. You know, they don't want to do it. They'd rather cut their arms off than eat healthy. This was similar. It's like, hey, listen, I have the story. I like your support on it. And they said, no, don't ever put that story out there. And now at this point I did, and the way I handled it in a skillful, tactful way that I learned from this course, it was smooth sailing. It was very natural.
You mentioned your girlfriend a few times during the course. I don't think not as much as your family. Do you mind sharing how the course affected that relationship?
During the course, the same exercise, week number two or three, that started it. And then the subsequent exercises really opened me up to realize that I was projecting a lot in my relationship. And it hurt to find that out. It physically hurt to find out that I do that. Because to me, that's not who I am. But apparently it was. So learning that that was going on, I learned to slow that down and to stop it. And then it took some time. It took a few days to become aware of it and a few more days to slow down. And then a few more days to stop it altogether. But eventually it went from 100% projection to now just maybe single digits or even 10%, which is, I consider, a pretty healthy person. It's worked out pretty well for me. All my relationships, they're all doing better because I stopped projecting. I started listening, not just listening, not just acknowledging. I'm asking the right questions, and it's opening up the stage for great conversation. I heard people say that there's beauty in everybody, and I thought that was some kind of poetic crap. But what I found is that when you ask the right questions, you do become organically interested in them, and you go, wow, this person is so interesting, and you really do find beauty in everybody.
You mentioned something about understanding how she worked better. It seemed to bring you closer and create some understanding. You know better than me. Did I read that right?
Yeah. I found that I'm somebody who looks for solutions all the time, and she's somebody who the solution isn't so important. It's just a matter of how you feel. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It doesn't make it fair or unfair. It just makes it, you know, it is what it is. In knowing how she worked, instead of judging how she worked by my standards, I was able to speak her language. And in speaking her language, I would stop arguments before they started. Or if we're in a heated argument, I would be able to bring it back down within minutes just by using the skills and methods I learned in this course. And it was awesome. I can't believe that it would be a homework assignment. Go and do this. And then the same day, I'll go and do it, and it would just end an argument. And it would be resolved. It wouldn't just be pushed under the table. It was, there it was, there it is, resolved. And not resolved by my standards, but in the way where she was happy with it. And, you know, that's all I could ask for.
You also talked about a kind of phobia, like a big anxiety that surfaced over the course of the course. Is that something you're comfortable talking about?
Yeah, so there was a long story short, there was a time in my life I was anxious. The long time in my life I was anxious. And then at some age, I got over all that. I kind of spent a lot of time, a lot of work getting myself to get over it. And then at another point, later on down the line, I got a parasite. And this led to a bunch of different fears in my life. Traveling was one of them. And then once the parasite was gone...
You mean parasite like infection or something, like a medical thing?
It was like in my intestines. It was scary. It was very scary.
Okay.
And I would get tense. I wouldn't be able to breathe. I would just get really weird emotions out of nowhere. And this led to fear and anxiety every time I traveled. And it left that mark on my mind. So even when the parasites were gone, I still had that fear of traveling, especially traffic. Traffic scared the crap out of me. And then in doing this course, I think it was the second section, but we went over fears and had to systematically bring yourself down off of a fear and change it to something else. I'm not entirely over the fear, but now I'm able to withstand things I wasn't able to withstand before. I travel a lot more. In that same week I started traveling, I was stuck in 2 hours of traffic, and I was fine. Then a week, like a few weeks later, I had a little bit of relapse. I kind of forgot to keep practicing. And that was okay, because this time, when it was over, I wasn't afraid to travel again. I didn't get traumatized like anyone else would, or I would have gone before. Instead, I was able to chalk it up to me just trying. I was just trying it out. It was an emotion. And that's all it was. I was fine the whole time. And then I was in traffic again, and now I'm getting better and better every single time. I wasn't cured overnight, but over time, I'm getting better and better. I used to be disabled with going to traffic. If I wouldn't travel at certain times a day because there's traffic, now I don't care what time it is. I will go anywhere, almost anywhere. And now I'm looking at going to fly across the country. And this is the first time in 3 years that this is possible. And I blame this course.
You mean to get on an airplane?
Yeah.
The course is not about, I mean, there's nothing about the course that's let's work on anxieties or phobias or anything like that.
It's cool because this course had nothing to do with that, but it was my choice to choose a fear, that particular fear, than anything else, which is why I like this course, because you get to choose what you want to work on. So if you're a fearful person, this is your time to shine. If you're not a fearful person, you want to work on something else, being more aggressive or having a better quality of life, this is your time to do it too. It's great because it works for more than one type of person.
So that's your choice of where you apply the exercises.
Exactly.
You have more than one business. I mean, you worked for others doing retail sales. You're writing the book. Right now, you finished writing the book. You coach people in health and fitness. I think you're building some passive income streams that's evolving into the seminars. Is the course useful for all of these things? And if so, how can that be?
I can't even. All right, so how do I begin? So, yeah, it does benefit all those things because those things, for example, mental models. What do you mean over mental models? You know, you look at somebody working in retail, you think like, okay, their life isn't going anywhere, or they're in a temporary job, or they're just young. It's one of those things. I'm neither of those things. I'm kind of young. But in my stage of life, retail seems it would seem like a step back. A lot of my friends see what I'm doing as like a step back. I see it as the next step. I gave up a really high-paying job working on ships, and I was making amazing money. I had at least 6 months off, actually more than that. I had about 9 months off every year. But at the same time, the weeks when I worked, I would go away, and I would be away from everybody I knew and loved. This caused a little bit of stress in my life because I hated what I was doing at one point. I got no sleep, horrible nutrition. I was around negative people all day long. Now, I'm pointing all the negative stuff, but this is all I saw back then. So for me, I took a huge pay cut, and now I'm practicing techniques that I use in my event for selling. I've become one of the top 40 sellers in the continent in my retail company. And this was after my first month. This was not taking their sales course. This was not reading the training manual. This is me practicing what I do, using the principles in this course, course correcting very quickly. And that was my practice. I have fun doing it. And in doing so, I became successful in that area. People at my job, they might even see that as, oh man, you're being so successful. This is great. You're on path for great things. They have no idea about the book. They have no idea about the event. That's where I'm going. And it seems completely irrelevant to everybody involved. But the only person that understands is me. And that's all that matters. You can be in retail or you can be in an office or you can have your own business. This course, you get such a big benefit out of using this. If you hate your job, you learn to love it more. If you really hate it, you learn to find a new one, regardless of where you are in life. And you learn how everything, whether it's positive or negative, is a beneficial factor in your success.
I just want to clarify one thing, that I think that you left the old job before you started taking this course. You were working in the retail position before you started it?
I did. I gave it up. But then I didn't take this retail job until we started the course.
And so you took the retail job because you knew it was going to develop skills that you wanted to develop.
I started working at the retail job because it was benefits and it was a little bit of money. And it was sales. And I knew I wanted to go in that field, but I didn't know how. Now, and keep in mind, when I took up this job, before the call, I had no idea I was going to write a book. I had no idea I was going to do events. And I had no idea that all these were kind of interconnected already. I had no idea. taking this course, within the first 2 weeks, I realized there's so much potential at every avenue of my life, from the event, the book, even the retail store. They're all connected. And it took learning about mental models and practicing mental models and looking at different areas of my life where I was unhappy, and it changed virtually all of that. So now going to work is like going to the gym. It's practice for my event, so that when I go to the event, I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. I'm not out of practice. I've been practicing for 40 hours a week at this other job.
So instead of saying, is this job good or bad for me, you're saying, how can I use this to achieve what I'm trying to achieve?
Exactly. And in doing so, I became one of the most productive people at my job in the shortest amount of time.
Should someone listening to this be skeptical? I mean, why should or shouldn't they think this is too good to be true?
Well, I can see how somebody thinks it's too good to be true because, I mean, I guess they don't know me personally. They must not. They must realize that they must think I'm in marketing or something like that, but I'm not. You're just going to hone down, do the exercise one at a time, just follow the course. That's all you have to do. Take every day as if it's a brand new day. Just every assignment is a brand new assignment. Start from scratch. Give it your best. And just let the natural mechanisms of what your brain does best, it's just going to happen. You don't realize that when things become automatic, the skills continue to develop when you're not even aware that you're developing the skills. You're not thinking about it all the time. And then it just affects other parts of your life. So you realize that, like, every experience you have in your life, whether good or bad, has a benefit. And this is a systematic way. It's like the scientific/mathematical way of making the benefit, which is awesome. So I can see why they're skeptical, because it sounds like I'm really excited probably. But I'm excited because I just finished the course, and it was amazing. But if they're not skeptical, let's say I have a strong feeling that they might be a seminar junkie or a self-help junkie. This is going to disappoint you because you're going to actually it's going to make you actually develop into a better person. You're not going to want any more self-help books. You're not going to want any more self-help DVDs or coaches, because this is it. This is the first time you're going to learn to fish for yourself instead of just be given fish all day long. And you're going to have no choice but to advance on your own. You're going to have the skills, the know-how, the awareness to do it on your own, which is, you think you want it, but when you get there, you realize, I was pretty comfy just, you know, living in a daydream. So I can see why either or person would be like, I don't know. But really, you got to know. You won't know until you try it. And thanks for experience. It's amazing. It's something that I wanted, and I didn't even realize it until I was almost done.
Now, you said that after doing this, you won't need any others. You just finished it, but I predict that in the future, it's not that you won't want any other personal development or professional development resources. I predict that in the future, you'll want them, but you'll want a different bunch of them. You won't want some of them, but some of them you'll want even more, and that you'll find value in them that you wouldn't have found before, and that you'll be able to distinguish the ones that are useful from the ones that are not useful, and not get distracted by the unuseful ones, and be able to put into practice the ones that are useful. Because I think the best leaders, the most effective leaders, 50, 60 years after, you know, along the way, they're still developing, they're still growing.
Yeah, I'm open to that. I'm very open to that. Right now, it seems like I have so many tools to work with and so many skills to keep developing that the only thing I'm thinking about for the next while is this is the beginning. The end, this is now the beginning. So now me honing these skills seems like it's going to take a long time. And I'll never be finished. But if I start buying more self-help stuff, that's cool too.
People taking the course in the future will do the exercises without working directly with me, which you got to do. Do you think that they'll be able to match your results for themselves? And how much did my involvement affect your doing the exercises?
Well, we didn't really talk that much during the course. We had like a 5 or 10 minute catch up every week before the call was recorded, and then another 5 or 10 minutes afterwards to critique ourselves and then schedule the next session. And that was it. That was the only thing that was not recorded. So, and during the week, we never really talked unless you had something to do and you had to reschedule. or I had to reschedule. So that was pretty much, that was it. We never talked about, we never said, oh, by the way, how are you doing with the assignment? Never, that never happened. So people listening, either at home or wherever they're listening to this, they have the same potential as I do. Because we might know each other, but when it came to this course, I was a student. I was strictly a student, and I got no more attention than anybody listening to this course.
The course started off with awareness exercises that didn't necessarily seem about leadership. Did you feel that it started slow? And how did those exercises affect or factor in later?
Yeah, in the beginning, it did start out slow. Some of these exercises were very, not boring, but they were easy. I didn't feel like I was getting much out of it. I was like, okay, this is, you know, it's going. You know, it's good, it's okay. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and of course, it's fine. But then later on down the line, you just realize it's all connected. Like, I'm going to keep referring back to it. There's one exercise in like week number two or three, and it's still affecting me. This is like 6 months later, almost five and a half months later, and every call I mention it because I'll have a new experience and I'll relate it back to that second or third week. There are other ones along the way that I refer back to, but for some reason, this very simple, one of the most basic, slowest exercises, it changed my life. I'm getting so much more. It's like compounding results every time I have an experience. That's how it's connected. In the beginning, you have slow results or you have slow progress because it's like your nerves are growing again. You're learning to become aware. And that process it's like learning a new language. It's slow in the beginning, but as you continue, and you start picking up speed as time goes on. By the time you finish, it's like, you look back, weeks 1 and 2 are just as valuable as weeks 7, 8, 15, 20, 25. It all pays off, and in the end, they're all equally rewarding.
Now, you talked about some things that a lot of people might not feel comfortable talking about in public. Like you talked about anxieties and fears, phobias. Some people might be concerned. I don't want to share these things. I'm not comfortable sharing these things with other people. Is that a concern? How should they consider that concern?
Well, you don't have to tell anybody. That's the beauty of it. I just chose to tell people about it. There's something I'm good at, and that is being vulnerable, but in a very smart way. I didn't do it with reckless abandon. I didn't do it because of some mental illness. I did it because I realized I would get a lot out of it. It takes courage, but that's my choice. You don't have to do that. You don't have to make your statements public. It's encouraged, but you don't have to. And that's totally fine.
So your choice to apply these principles or these exercises to personal things, will other people have as personal experience or less personal? How do you think that'll work for others?
I feel like they would get more out of it than I did because I chose things that were somewhat rational, and then also they were my fears. You know, it's like your reality and your fears are usually two separate things. So then you learn that, for me at least, the anxiety with the traffic that was hard. I thought it wasn't hard. It wasn't impossible. I've done worse things to try to get over it, and I was successful a little bit. But I feel like other people would put more energy into it. At least I encourage them to, because I felt like I didn't put that much work into it. I still got a huge result out of it, a huge benefit. And I'm wondering if I really gave it my all that week, would I get an even better benefit, even greater benefit? So really, the work you put in is the results you get, the benefit you get out.
After all you've been saying about your results on the course, you're saying that you didn't put that much effort into it and you could have put more.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so surprised even now, because some of the weeks I didn't put that much work into it. Sometimes I didn't have to sit down and think about it. I was just driving or I was just walking somewhere. And I'm just thinking about it in the back of my head, and then by the week's finish, I realized that my definition of some things and my perception of some things, the way I handle situations, it changed drastically. And that's just from me thinking about it. So some weeks I would put between 10 minutes to an hour. Some exercises I would go the extra mile and do more work than I had to. Some I would kind of fall a little short, but that was in that process I learned more about myself. And I would revisit it later on my own. Somebody who is an overachiever or somebody who's a go-getter or a high-level business person, I'm assuming. It seems like that kind of personality type would do well. Who's going to give everything, give their all in this? They're definitely going to get more out of this than I did.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking the time to answer these questions, and I thank you very much for sharing some personal things about your experience in the course.
Anytime.